Focus on a few or one to win many. I grew up in the day that of church planting when you'd walk through the plaza in central Mexico and hand a tract to every single person you bounced into, selling literature, giving away Bibles. I mean, you just did all this stuff with all these random people, and you'd spend thousands of dollars and nothing happened. Some of you have done that. You've handed out 10,000 tracts and you've won 20 people to Christ. Some of you, that would be a great average if you got 20 out of 10,000. We've learned in the church planting movement process that God literally has one person He wants to start with in a community. And my job as a church planter is to find the one. To find the one. We don't do tract bombing. We don't sell literature. We don't give away Bibles. We don't do personal evangelism as you've been taught. We do none of those things. Our church planters are taught to find the one. And begin with the one. And out of the one, win that person's community and expand through the networks of their community into other communities. It's very intentional. It's very methodical. It seems to be slow, but when it starts growing, it explodes into thousands of people coming to Christ in a year. The last year, I think Jerry was telling us, I'm trying to remember the report, but I think it was like 68,000 people came to Christ the first year they used the process. That's the first year. And this year they're expecting five times more than that. Folks, five times more. That's 380,000 people coming to Christ. That's significant, I would think. I mean, those are numbers that most mission agencies would kill for. To say, our missionaries led 380,000 people to Christ this year. And it's in the people we work with kind of, well, duh, of course. But you have to focus, have to learn to focus to see the one that God has prepared to crack open a community with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's counterintuitive for most of us who've been trained.